Yo, what up? Good morning. Great rising on this thankful Thursday morning. It's your man Live Ty Handles, coming live and direct on the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. You understand? And on this platform right here, I keep it all the way real live, unapologetic with self, with reality, with the people, and with life in general. You know? They say life's a bitch. That's the only bitch I want to marry right now. You know, because I have the full-blown capacity to take on the whole full-fledged relationship with. If it makes sense. Yes, again. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. We're here with episode 125, all the way live, season 3. You know, pat yourselves on the back. If you're hearing it, you blessed to be alive, you know. All praise is due to the Most High. So, man. It's ain't letting up, man, on that. I told y'all. Back to the current events real quick. I told y'all. That whole email Udoka situation. Currently suspended head coach of the Boston Celtics. Was antics, right? One thing about they say about that change, man, cracks everything open. So they revealed what the chick looked like. Told you she was bland skinned. Fair skinned, how they like to say it when they're gonna protect themselves. Told you she was a blandy sandy. This other feeling. But this is so funny how you can tell those that are for the agenda and those that are open-minded to thinking beyond the agenda. You understand? With shit like this, stories like this. It's funny as fuck. But, moving forward, I hope y'all check that episode out. Yes, indeed. That was episode 122, season 3. But yeah, shout out to the Real Live Talk supporters and listener family all around the world, city to city, state to state. Them numbers are increasing. Them numbers are increasing. This shit happens in levels, man, in waves and steps. You can't cheat the process, no matter how bad you want something. There is a process in line sometimes that you have to follow, whether you like it or not. So it is what it is. It be what it be. I'm just happy and blissed to see. You know what I mean? But yeah, the topic on this thankful Thursday morning. All I ever wanted. Dot, dot, dot. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Live in. And this is one of those topics right here that is definitely motivated and aimed at self. But one thing I have learned when unapologetically speaking about self and being all the way transparent and open with the world about shit, there's someone else that's experiencing the same thing. And they needed to hear it from a different voice, a different perspective, you know? So this topic here, the all I ever wanted, I was thinking about myself mainly on this one. You know? And what I mean by that is, like, in the moments of peace and clarity and motivation and meditation, it would be uncharacteristic of me not to think about certain shit and apply myself first to the shit. You know? These last few weeks, breaking down certain aspects of my own life, it produced this topic right here. All I ever wanted. All I ever wanted. Personally. Wholeheartedly. Unapologetically. Was to be in position to do what I know and only trust the Creator above and myself to do for me and mine. You understand? So to come less complicated, only thing I ever wanted was to be in position to do what I don't think anyone else could do for me and mine, unapologetically. You understand? See, one thing I'm seeing that is very, very, very disgusting. I've seen it long time ago, but to be able to be in position to speak on it and express it, it's amazing. And one thing I see when a whole lot of money's involved. Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I haven't met any of the 1% yet. And if I have, I didn't know I met. I wasn't me. I was in their presence. And the 1% is the individuals that control this whole matrix existence. You know? They set what is quote-unquote the standard on multiple facets of our life and existence. Now, do I believe something can be done to offset that 1% a little bit? Yeah. Yeah. But that's a topic for another day. You know, that's a topic for another day. But yes, me personally, to go back to the topic at hand, that's all I've ever wanted. To be in that kind of position. Financially, physically, spiritually, psychologically. Because at the end of the day, I'm an individual that loves to bet on himself. Because I have a very small percentage of those doing that. You know, I'm a show and tell and show and prove type of individual. So a lot of folks can say they for me. But it's all talk. And not even real live talk. So when that's the case right there, you got to raise your eyebrows, nod your head, and proceed accordingly. Move forward accordingly. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, when I look at my reality, and a lot of folks, you know, to build on the whole all I ever wanted for myself topic, you know, a lot of folks don't realize this reality that life always offers. You have to do something and be willing to do something about the situation you are currently in. Like the idealistic one we wish to be in, not the one we thought we would be, nothing. You have to do something about the situation you are in. But with that fact of life right there, you also have to factor in the execution of doing something about the situation you're in. When you've had certain life experiences, the whole thing about life is to grow, right? So how you would handle situations in the past, they may be same situations in the present, doesn't mean you have to handle them the same way. If you've grown in life, your execution is going to be way different. It's going to come easy too. Now, when that execution doesn't produce exactly what you fucking wanted off the top, off the gate, then you're going to perhaps question yourself a little bit. But really, in all actuality, you winning. You're displaying your growth. You're not doing what your previous self would have did. And you're not trying to invent a way to be what your future self is. You're dealing with right now in the present. And then situations that I've been in the past that compared to what I'm going through in the present, I'm glad that I'm not that individual anymore. Because when a man like myself who plays for keeps is on the hunt with the wrong intentions, only self-serving intentions, it's not going to go well. I don't have to revisit those fucking moments and memories. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm still in the process, the early stages of forgiving myself. See, I've forgiven a whole lot of individuals way faster than the individual that matters the most. Myself. On a lot of different things. So I'm still in those early stages of forgiving myself more than I have forgiven others for injustices and disrespect and sleeping ons and this, this, and that, and the third. You understand? Yeah. That's just me. Being accountable. See, right now society is showing the masses that the word accountable is a pick and choose type of situation. And really it's not. If you know right from wrong and you choose wrong, despite who it fucking affects, and you actually get called out on that shit or hit a brick wall that is a reminder of that fucking whackness that you pulled, you gotta be accountable and own up to your shit. You got individuals that have gotten caught with the damn smoking gun being found. Not in literal terms, but, you know, metaphorically speaking. You got caught with the smoking gun and still want to sit up and point the finger and blame others. When you're the one right there, plain and simple, and plain as day for the eye to see, the guilty corporate. It befuddles me. It just boggles me mind. But yes, indeed. In life, like I said, this life shit that we strive to be excellent in can't be perfect, but we can sure enough strive for excellence. Real live talk. You have to ask yourself, what is it out of all the possibilities and opportunities out here? What is it that you truly want or ever? Or what have you always wanted to achieve, accomplish, to be? Because I know mine. I just spoke it to the masses. What up, Real Live Talk family? So I give it to you. I spoke mine. I just want to be in position. I've always wanted to be in position to do something that no one else can do for me or mine on their bestest day. With that kind of focus and motivation, definitely comes an amazing level of fucking responsibility. And I'm still a work in progress. You understand? You know you're doing something right when you have individuals envious of your growth. They'll tell you that you ain't even changed. They'll tell you all sorts of shit that offset you. Because deep down, they're only speaking on how they are feeling about themselves on the inside. So they're trying to project how their internal core feels onto you. And they should be proud. people always associate financial gain with growth. If you're a piece of shit and you become a millionaire, you're still a piece of shit millionaire. You understand? And that's just sad. Man, you're vibing real live right now. But yeah, ask yourselves what you've always wanted to be, what you've always wanted to do. You'll be surprised when you really sit there and think about it. What comes to the forefront? You know? You got to be uncomfortable with going into the... You got to be uncomfortable with trying to get comfort. You understand? Do what you can do for the situation you're in. You know? That's all I think I got for this real live topic is, you know, on this thankful Thursday morning. Yes, indeed. Y'all know how I be. I can always elaborate, but I like the other energies around me when it comes to certain topics. Damn near all these topics, you know, because all of them affect us one way or another. Whether we be accountable about it or not. I ain't came with a topic yet where it's just not for the people. Nope. I've came with a whole lot that make the people uncomfortable in their own skin. That's the difference. Like I said, I smile real proudly at the future guest list because it's endless. I don't need no big names. We all big names. You understand? I don't need no fancy smoky shanties. I'll get them eventually. Cause I already know how the fucking rich do and the popular and the, you know, celebrities out here. When they catch wind and see what this Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show is about, man, they gonna want in. They gonna want in. When they get hip to the Real Live Adult Time Stories and Conversations podcast platform, they gonna want in. Definitely the sports joint. Definitely the children's stories. The Real Live Amazing Children's Stories coming. Yeah. They're going to want to catch wind. They're going to want in on it. Because it's associated with pure, unapologetic, genuine winning. Just as many folks as I have rooting, I have twice as many trying to shut me down. I'm Real Live Ty Handles. I'm going to go ahead and sign out. Y'all be sucker free if you know how to be. Live out.